Governor Mike Parson and First Lady Teresa Parson visited the Jim the Wonder Dog Memorial Garden in Marshall yesterday. As part of the Missouri 2021 Bicentennial Tour, Governor Parson visits historical sites and communities across the state of Missouri. The Bicentennial Tour will end on Missouri Statehood Day on Tuesday. At the event, Governor Mike Parson said the celebration of 200 years is important to the history of Missouri.
I just want to take you a little bit into the history of Missouri and why we're here today and why we're celebrating the bicentennial. When you think of 200 years of all of us that are here, and today we're here to recognize Jim the Wonder Dog in this facility, but really about Marshall and what it is that you represent, you know, and the values you represent. And when you think of all the people that's been in our history of 200 years,
Statehood Day marks the 200th anniversary of when Missouri became the 24th state to enter the Union. Along with celebrations on Tuesday, Governor Parson extended an invitation to all Missourians to join him in Jeff City on Saturday, September 18th, for the Bicentennial Parade and Bicentennial Inaugural Ball.
On September the 18th, I want to invite you all to an event in Jefferson City at the state capitol. That will be our Bicentennial Parade, and that will also be the Bicentennial Ball that will take place that night at the state capitol. So if you've never been to that, I want to invite you to come. And the parade, people from here, Jim the Wonder Dog should be in the parade. I'm just telling you. Are you guys okay with that?
The parade is scheduled to be held at 10 a.m. at the inaugural ball following at and the inaugural ball following at 6:30 p.m. Between the hours of the parade and ball, Governor Parson says there will be a showcase for sports fans.
Later that day, for you that are a little bit sports-minded, it will be the first time in our state's history that all the world champion trophies of the Cardinals, the Royals, the Chiefs, the Blues will all be at the state capitol for everybody to view for the first time in our state's history also.
Persons who want to participate in the parade must submit an entry form by Sunday, August 15th. To submit an entry form or to RSVP the Bicentennial Inaugural Ball, you can visit the governor's website and you can find a link to that posted with this story on our local news page at KMMO.com and on our Facebook page. During the meeting of the Saline County Commission yesterday, it was announced that a lease agreement has been signed. However, the commission did not sign the lease for a piece of property at Marshall Junction. Bill Stouffer, the county's lobbyist with Floatron and McIntosh, and also is a lobbyist for the National Steamboat Museum, which is tentatively planned to be placed at the Marshall Junction on the southwest corner, further south than where the Countryside Palace was located, was said to have signed the lease. A question was asked, under what authority would Bill Stouffer have to execute a lease on behalf of the county? Commissioners explained it was not on behalf of the county. Presiding Commissioner Kyle Guthrie Jr. and Northern District Commissioner Stephanie Gooden further explained.
We're not in the real estate business.
But it is economic development, so if they submit an application for a project, then it's could be looked at with economic development funds as Saline County unincorporated.
In a phone call by KMMO to Stouffer, he clarified that it's actually a memorandum of understanding signed by Stouffer and Greg Swift with the owner of 18 acres, more or less, of farmland near the Countryside Palace. Stouffer further explained PGAV, the company that performed the feasibility study for the project, gave them 7 options, and this was the best spot chosen for the project. Stouffer said the memo lays out the broad plans, but a lease will not be signed until closer to time for construction to start. Stouffer said the project is completely privately funded and will cost an estimated $50 million for Phase 1. Phase 2 will be about $100 million over a 20 to 25 year period. The Missouri State Fair's public campground in Sedalia is scheduled to open by 9 o'clock this morning. The 60-acre campground is located west of the fairgrounds on Clarendon Road. There are approximately 150 full hookup sites available on a first-come, first-served basis. These spaces are in the white sections and offer 50-amp service. Once the 150 spaces are full, dry camping will be offered. All types of camping units are accommodated, including tents. Other amenities include 3 sewage waste dump stations, restrooms, shower facilities, and free Wi-Fi. For more information, including a map of the camping lineup route, you can visit the State Fair's website at a link posted in this story on our local news page at KMMO.com and on our Facebook page. KMMO News Time is 6:37. Graveside service for 104-year-old Evelyn Marshall of Marshall, who died July 31st, will be held at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow at Ridge Park Cemetery in Marshall. Friends may call from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. today at Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall. Funeral service for 91-year-old Warner Perkins of Marshall, who died Thursday, will be held at 11 a.m. Tuesday at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial will follow at Sunset Garden Cemetery in Marshall. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries as well as news stories 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com, our Facebook page, Real Radio KMMO, or you can download the KMMO app from your iTunes or Google Play Store. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.